I'm Matthew Pfeiffer. My role is Vice President of Education and Employment. We have a strength-based approach to youth development, you know, starting with age 2, working up through age 24, a myriad of different programs serving about 4,000 young people a year in a multitude of ways. Everything from enrichment supports to school-based support, community-based after-school programs, college access, socio-emotional counseling, mental health supports, reentry issues, working with credible messaging around violence mitigation and harm reduction, barrier reduction. There's a lot on the education side, and then employment side is no less. It feels good to do a meeting with a young person remotely and all the implications of what we're doing and supporting. But then again, like, some of the stuff that's taking place in person is just a whole nother level. You know, it's staff putting their health at on the line, even though we have really codified important practices regulated by CDC, OCFS, and DOH. Like, we're still in person, you know, we're still dealing with that reality, and it's no joke. The best way to characterize it is, like our boss says, human services require human services, which is true. Like, you need humans in person. So towing that line is really rough. I've got the largest, you know, staff in the agency. You know, my team in normal times is about 200. I immediately started realizing, oh, people are going to get laid off because we're going to lose funding or furloughed. And then, oh, my division is going to be the one that takes, you know, the lumps here. I had to lay off 132 people on Zoom, you know, like the most impersonal, gut-wrenching, you know, it was like hard not to be crying in front of 100 plus people because I care about my teams. And I had a young person who was in college. We helped get into college through one of our programs. He goes off of mute while I'm like reading the HR parting line. And he's just like, hey, you know, we understand, you know, I understand. I just want you to know we love Henry Street. If there's anything we can do to continue to be a part of this, you know, please let me know. You know, it was just like the most gracious understanding. Like, he didn't want me to feel bad. And here's somebody making $17 an hour in college. It was just a really poignant and emotional time. You know, we've normalized crying. So I'm the leadership person over our diversity, equity, inclusion team. Some of our team members, the advocacy and DEI team, created a proposal around community safety and violence. We want to analyze and audit our organization and understand where we are working with the police, what we should be doing, get community input, etc., and make cogent decisions in a really tactical and strategic way. Amidst conversations of defund the police, you know, if you're just reading the headline, you're not reading the subtext of, like, it's not just defund the police. It's like reallocate, provide preventative services and different things so that folks don't need to be incarcerated and folks aren't doing things that are getting them arrested. And we're actually taking action on this to really gauge what we should be doing going forward. You know, like, let's think about this and let's involve community stakeholders and professionals in assessing what we really think our mission should be going forward in terms of our orientation towards law enforcement. We're really thinking more and more about boots on the ground and what that looks like in this new reality relative to everything. And I think that's the best answer that we're considering going forward.